Big one at the Dome. The Calgary Roughnecks are in a position to sweep the NLL final. They go to Buffalo last week, steal one over the Bandits on the road, and it's every layer that they go, which is not to say that you wouldn't have expected them to be here, but the way they've gotten here, with a little home floor advantage here and there, it's been quite an end to this season. Dane Doby joins us here on the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Hotline. Dane, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Well, we're good. I don't want to say shocked, maybe surprised. Are you at all surprised to find yourself one win away from a league title?
Well, it's not really, but it's always tough to get here. And, you know, it's how many times I've actually played in a championship game is it's far and in between. But yeah. It's nice to be here, but it's up to us to take advantage of it now.
Take us back to the weekend. You guys go into Buffalo. They're heavily favored. They are a high-scoring team. But it just had the feeling, I know we talked to Kurt Malosky, we talked to some other guys last week, it really felt like there was a business trip attitude for you guys. Just talk about going in there and ultimately getting the victory.
Yeah, you know, Buffalo's a hostile environment for sure. It's I think they had 15,000 fans there, and they're one of the top in the league. So we knew there was going to be a bit of adversity. We knew it was going to be really loud, and we just wanted to go in there and stick together and worry about what we had to do. And I think every man on our team just stepped up and played that, put that little extra effort in there. And unfortunately, we came out on top.
Christian DelBianco has been just lights out for you guys. Another 48 saves, going back to the win over San Diego, the way that you were able to lock that thing down. It gives you, I don't want to say different, but we're not totally used to the Roughnecks being a defense first or a defensively stout team. Well, they'll outscore you maybe, but it's a bit of a change, would you say?
Yeah, Christian's been great for us all season, and we knew, to be honest with you, I think they knew that when they drafted him a few years back now. So he's a fantastic goalie. He's played in big games throughout his whole career. He's won Minto Cups, and I think he's just moving on to the next level. But at the same time, on the other side, they got Matt Vink, who's been in multiple championships and won plenty of them. So it's definitely a great goaltender duo, and I know Christian's up for the challenge, and he showed it in game one.
That is the rookie versus the old guard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You, old guard, maybe don't want to offend you, but you've been around. This is not your first rodeo. You are, I don't want to call it a resurgence either, but you're playing some of your best lacrosse at this point in your career, another hat trick. You were big in the semifinal game as well. What is it about your game right now? What is it you're feeling, or why is it that you're able to contribute to the point and to the degree that you are?
To be honest with you, I'm happy to have such a good year and carry it over into the playoffs. But I have to say, it's all to do with the guys I'm playing with. I think we made a trade this year to bring Jesse King in, and he's fantastic on our left side. And then we brought Dan Taylor in as well, and Riley's still around. So the left side is, we have a really big left side that bangs bodies, and they create a lot of space for me. And my job is just to put the ball in the net and try and get guys open when I can. And thankfully, I've been doing that so far, and hopefully we can do that for one more game.
Chatting with Dane Doby of the Roughnecks, game number two of the NLL final goes Saturday at the Saddle Dome.
You mentioned Jesse King there. He missed a lot of the season with an injury, comes back late in the year. How important was it for you guys to get him into a couple games late in the season to get used to playing with him as you went into the postseason?
Yeah, you know, I think there's only Reese that's played with Jesse. So I knew of Jesse. I played against him in the summer plenty of times. I watched him in Georgia. I think he's a fantastic lacrosse player. Did I think he was this valuable? Probably not. But he just comes out there and he does his job, and he cares so much, and he'll do all the little things right that you need in a championship pedigree. And he's been showing that, and he's been getting better game in and game out. And we just expect him to be better than he was in Buffalo next game. And that's something that he takes pride in, and he's been fantastic for us. So he just has to keep going, and hopefully we can do the same.
You talked about the atmosphere in Buffalo, 15,000 people, obviously very loud. You guys play in a pretty loud arena yourself. Does playing at the dome with the fan support being what it is kind of help you when it's on the road? So you, when it's loud on the road, so you kind of are used to that sort of atmosphere?
Yeah, it's different kind of, it's different kind of loud. You know, they're kind of, they're louder when you have the ball and stuff like that. So in Calgary, you can't explain it, to be honest with you. When you're down on the turf, it's crazy. And it, no matter if there's 8,000 people there to 19,000 people there, it's always loud, and they're always excited for us and behind us. And we have one of the most knowledgeable fan bases in the league for sure. And they have her back no matter what. They've had her backs for 12 years that I've been here. So it's a fantastic place to play, and we're excited to get back into the dome and hopefully win this thing.
You mentioned 12 years in the league. I don't think I'm breaking any news to you when I say it hasn't always been the most prosperous league, the NLL. What's it like as someone who has seen some highs and some lows in this league to be playing in front of 15,000 fans and what's probably going to be a very full Saddle Dome coming up this weekend, just to see where the league's at now?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think the league's taken some good leaps over the last couple of years for sure, and it's definitely good to see. I think the attendance has risen this year. And then there's a couple of new expansion teams coming in this year, and then there'll be a couple more next year. So it's definitely going in the right direction. A lot of kids are starting to buy into the box lacrosse, and I know they're trying to grow it in the U.S. right now. And U.S. box lacrosse is massive. It keeps growing and growing and growing. So I'm just happy that this league's still around. I know at the early days, we were just hoping the next season was going to be there. So I started with Brad Bannister in Calgary, and he was fantastic. He was the owner there, and then they sold it to the Flames. So I've had grateful to have great ownership in Calgary, and I won one there, and hopefully we can do another one.
Dane Doby of the Roughnecks joining us here on Boomer and Warner in the morning. The game two of the finals goes on Saturday. As a leader and one of the elder statesmen, how do you handle Saturday? What do you say? Does anything need to be said? How do you, what's the, your approach as one of the leaders for this team as you get ready for a potential clinching game?
I don't think too much needs to be said, to be honest with you. It's more just stay even keel. It's just another game. Try and stay as level-headed as possible. Try not to get too high and not too low at the same time. So we know there's adversity in lacrosse games. We know there's ups and downs. It's just how we ride them out and stay level-headed. And I think we've been doing a good job at that so far this year and this playoff run. I think it's very important that we just keep that. And we know that stuff's going to not go our way throughout the game. It's just how we handle it and how we come together as a whole.
It's been a heck of a ride, man. Good luck on Saturday. It will be. It's going to be a loud crowd. I think people are ready to get back to the dome and make some noise. So good luck.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
You bet. Dane Doby.